And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Plady. It's on the New York Times most emailed list today, an op-ed titled, If You Feel Okay, Maybe You Are Okay. The opinion piece penned by Dr. H. Gilbert Welch, a professor of medicine at the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice. He's also the author of the book Overdiagnosed, Making People Sick in the Pursuit of Health. Dr. Welch joins me now. Thanks for coming on the program.
It's an honor to be with you.
You know, after I read your op-ed piece, my thought was if you are a healthy person, going to the doctor might be the last thing you want to do. I mean, should people think twice before going for a checkup if they are indeed healthy?
Yeah, I think they probably should. And, of course, there's no absolute here, like you should never see a doctor when you're well or you should see one every year. But I do think it's important for us as a country to sort of reinvigorate the original purpose of medicine, which is for helping people who are sick. And that's, of course, what we're best at. But over the past 30 or 40 years, there's been more and more interventions into people who are healthy. And that becomes a much more tricky balance. It's hard to make well people better, but it isn't hard to make them worse.
Once upon a time, getting a simple physical seemed to be enough. You'd have your weight checked, blood pressure, maybe a blood test. How far have we gone from that type of a simple checkup?
Yeah, we've gone a very long way. As you know, our diagnostic technologies have expanded greatly over the last 30 years, and we can detect minute changes in biochemistry in your body and changes at the genetic level, and our images are able to see tiny abnormalities the size of a ballpoint pen tip. So we have an incredible ability to find abnormalities in the human body. And the reality is all of us harbor abnormalities.
Well, in the U.S., many point to our diabetes epidemic and the millions of Americans that now take statins for their cholesterol level. Do you think that we're overdiagnosing problems in these two areas?
I think sometimes we're going too far there. Sometimes we're treating essentially normal cholesterol levels. Sometimes we're lowering blood sugar too much to people's detriments. But I want to be clear, there's nuance here. You know, people who are at very high risk, people who have very high blood pressure, they ought to be treated. So the people who stand to gain the most from medical care are the people who are currently sick or are at exceptionally high risk for disease. But we've gone so much further than that, where we've basically are beginning to turn, a major portion of the population into patients. And that's the question that this op-ed is dealing with.
I'm talking to Dr. H. Gilbert Welch, a professor of medicine at the Dartmouth Institute of Health Policy and Clinical Practice, the author of the book Overdiagnosed, Making People Sick in the Pursuit of Health. You can find his op-ed in the New York Times today. Well, you point out very simply that there is a major profit motive to all the screening that's being done. So is the medical industry basically making people go through procedures they don't need to go through?
Well, first I want to say a lot of my friends are doctors, and a lot of doctors are good people working in a bad system. But right now, all the economic incentives are lined up for us to always be doing more. And for the people that make drugs or devices, they always have a strong interest in expanding the number of people for whom the device or drug is indicated, and even our own hospitals recognize that things like screenings are a great way to find new patients. The money side of medicine is not a pretty picture right now, and I think the public needs to have a little bit of healthy skepticism. And I want to say at the same time, if you're sick, by all means see a doctor. The question is how much to get involved in this process while you are well.
When it comes to the patients, I'm not sure how much responsibility they can take. If you go to a doctor and he tells you something, the first thing you'll feel potentially is fear, and you'll want to address the issue that he's telling you exists, even though you don't feel it. How are patients supposed to react when they go to the doctor's office and they get, I guess, diagnosed with a disease they are not aware of?
Well, I think one thing is to talk to your doctor a little bit about to what extent you want him or her to be looking hard for things to be wrong, knowing that there are benefits and harms to the process. And the benefits are, you know, a few people may be helped, but the harms are a bunch of others are treated unnecessarily, and they're made to worry unnecessarily, and some of them are harmed by the treatments.
You note that there are now recommendations against prostate cancer screening for healthy men and for reducing the frequency of breast and cervical cancer screenings. Why is that in those categories?
Well, I think that reflects what I'm trying to discuss in the op-ed, is that now more and more of the medical profession recognizes we've gone overboard in terms of looking really hard at the healthy population and trying to find things wrong. And the most dramatic example is prostate cancer screening, where, you know, in the last 15 years, it looks like we've told about a million men that they have prostate cancer. We've treated them for prostate cancer, and yet these were cancers that were never going to bother them. That's a problem. You know, about a third of those men have been made impotent by the surgery or have problems with their urinary function. And it's a problem that sort of woke up a lot of doctors to the downsides of early diagnosis, that whenever we look hard, we find more abnormalities than will ever matter to the patients. We're not sure which ones matter and which don't, but we tend to treat everybody, and our treatments have problems.
On the flip side of it, though, if as a doctor, if you forego certain tests or don't consider certain results as a disease, couldn't that be a problem if the patient later does become seriously ill?
Absolutely. This is what my physician's colleagues will bring up immediately. This is a problem of the legal system, and I think they're in part right. I think that's only part of the story. But it is definitely true that doctors feel they're only punished for underdiagnosis. They're never punished for overdiagnosis. And thus, everything lines up in one direction. You know, the financial incentives are there, the legal incentives are there, the media hype is there. Early diagnosis is always in your interest. Go look hard and see if you can find something wrong with me. But I'm not sure that's really a good thing for a healthcare system to do. I mean, in fact, I'm quite confident it's not a good thing. I think we've been we've really labeled too many people as sick, and we have too many people under treatment.
When you see how ingrained this whole philosophy now is, this early diagnosis, and really the way the public is bought into it, and there is a sense of fear of not being checked early.
Yeah,
how do you
sure.
see us walking away from this kind of philosophy?
Well, I think the good news is we are beginning to step back and recognize that there's more moderation is called for. I think it's a slow process. I've been talking about this problem for about 15 years. Early on in my first book, Should I Be Tested for Cancer, you know, it was a little bit heretical. Now it's less so, and it reflects that more people, both in the medical community and beyond, recognize that there's two sides to this story, and that while it always sounds good to find things early, the reality is it may lead to a lot of unnecessary treatment, and those treatments may cause problems themselves.
Finally, we hear the story of somebody feeling just fine, going into the doctor's office and suddenly being diagnosed with cancer, and then, you know, if you have 4 months to live. What is the reality, though? If you do feel okay and you don't have symptoms, are you most likely fine?
Yes, absolutely. And that doesn't mean you can't be hit by a car tomorrow or develop a lethal cancer, but most people who feel fine are fine. And unfortunately, we've made people feel like being fine is a risk factor for dropping dead tomorrow, and that's definitely not true.
Dr. H. Gilbert Welch, professor of medicine at the Dartmouth Institute for Health Policy and Clinical Practice. You can find his op-ed piece at nytimes.com, the New York Times website, called If You Feel Okay, Maybe You Are Okay. Also his book, Overdiagnosed, Making People Sick in the Pursuit of Health. Can people find that at Amazon.com?
Yes, they can.
All right. Dr. Welch, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.